camera time.
So what's going on with solar energy? Learn about that today here on Hammer Time. Yep, it's Dominic Ortiz, and Hammer Time begins right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Ortiz.
Call Ortiz, your man for home improvement. Celebrating 22 years of home improvement advice on the radio. This is the Home Improvement Hour on News Radio 930 WBEN with Dominic Ortiz from Ortiz Incorporated Construction Contractors. The Home Improvement Hour on WBEN is brought to you in part by Value Home Centers. Shop easy, shop value. Now, here's Dominic Ortiz on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to the Home Improvement Hour here on the radio. News Radio 930, 930 AM and 107.7 FM WBEN. It's Dominic Ortiz taking you on our weekly trip through home improvement land as we explore today something we've touched on in the past, but perhaps maybe now is the best time to learn more about solar energy and how you can perhaps adapt it to your home with my very special guest in studio, Bill Kelleher. Good morning, Bill.
Morning, Dominic.
Bill, new to the home improvement industry, actually comes from the medical supplies, did you say, or medical?
Medical software, and also as a paramedic.
Oh, paramedic as well. So he's in new territory here with the exploration of solar home improvements. And he tripped on an idea which seems to me is going to be somewhat revolutionary. And that is, get ready for this, a solar rechargeable indoor generator. Now, the solar component is considered an option to it, but a electric standby generator that has a solar component that you can add to it to replace what might be a permanent natural gas standby generator or a gasoline model. Tell us about this indoor generator, Bill.
Well, some of my software clients were looking for a way to back up their systems and keep running during a power outage, and some of them don't have access to a gas generator due to their office location. And I came to find out later that some homes, depending on the coding in the area, also don't have access to be able to use a backup generator, people in apartments, condos, and things like that. So basically this indoor generator is a battery backup system. It can be scaled to size to fit whatever somebody needs to back up. And as you mentioned, it does have a solar rechargeable option. So you can connect this to your power box and it'll trickle charge. And then in the event of a power outage, you can actually put out the portable solar panels and recharge the system off that. So in the event of an extended outage, you're not just going to run out of power when the batteries run out. You're going to be able to continually recharge that system using the panels.
Without the solar component, how long will the trickle charge last before the unit will expire?
It really depends. Up on our website, we do have a listing of different size systems and approximately what they'll cover. So it's really based on the wattage of the items that the person wants to back up and then the size of the battery bank that they're using in the system. But an adequately sized system can probably give somebody about 2 days worth of power before the bank is completely discharged.
And then if you have the solar additive, you'll recharge the batteries with the sun.
And you can extend that period. Eventually, if you have an extended outage, you may reach a point of diminishing returns where you're not able to recharge, and maybe you want to scale back and just run your refrigerator and some other important
things. Now, these are basically an electric appliance, so it can go virtually anywhere you can plug it in.
Yeah, absolutely. It can go plug and play. So if they don't want to go through the added cost of having it installed to their electrical panel, they can just bring it in their home, plug it into any wall socket, and then plug the needed backup lines into it in the event of an emergency.
But you could do the alternate and actually hardwire it in.
Absolutely.
And circuit it in and have it ready to go in a power outage.
Yeah, and either way, as soon as the unit senses utility power loss within 26/1000ths of a second, it'll immediately transfer power over. That's quick enough that even a computer wouldn't be rebooted. It would just click right over.
Now, we've been hearing a lot about solar, and in fact, recently in the news, the one company that President Obama touted as, the wave of the future as far as solar generation. In fact, there's a farm going in right here at UB on the corner of Flint and Maple. I don't know if you noticed that. There's a solar farm going in. That seems to be, you know, not going as skyrocketed into the mainstream as President Obama had predicted. I imagine the reason is that is the infrastructure of that is substantial investment that would yield, you know, a long time in return.
Sure.
Where this is more kind of, you know, a smaller unit that could be adapted to perhaps more specific needs.
Absolutely. We're not after that whole house electrical production. This is emergency backup power, most specifically for people who can't get a gas generator, but also for people who are interested in you know, a little less polluting. And you're right, the payback period on a solar electric system for your home can be very long. I looked at it for my house, and even with the state and federal tax credits and the NYSERDA incentive, my payback period was still going to be about 9 or 10 years. So surprisingly, solar does work in this area. That's another thing people would think, oh, sure. Buffalo solar doesn't. It's solar is going to work in this area, but the question is, how long do you want to wait for that to pay back? So we're not necessarily after trying to provide electricity all the time to your home in that regard. This is purely a backup generator system, and it can be recharged via solar. So in the event of an outage, you can continue to recharge the unit.
When we add the solar component to the indoor generator, it does qualify for tax credits?
Yes, it does. There's a 30% federal and a 25% state tax credit.
And what does an average unit cost?
The average unit, I would say, is going to be somewhere between $3,500 and $5,000 for a small unit to cover some essentials. And if you get the solar option and you put those two tax credits together, you can save over half the unit installation cost with those tax credits.
So with the solar component, you're looking at what net cost?
I would say once you add in the panels and then back out the incentives, you'd probably be looking somewhere in the $3,000 to $4,000 range.
So it would arguably be comparable then to a smaller sized whole house, a gas-fired connected generator.
Yes, but I will say up front that the gas generators are certainly less expensive up front. So if somebody wants, you know, just home backup power, and they want to get that fast and the most economical way, it's going to be a natural gas generator.
How does the utility consumption compare when it's on the trickle charge compared to the gas generator, if you know, that, you know, runs itself on a test every week, and then, you know, when it does operate, it's consuming a lot of natural gas?
The trickle charge to keep the unit charged up is about 8 cents a month.
Yeah, so it's nothing.
Right, and my understanding with the gas generators, and maybe you could speak to this a little better too, but they're going to run once a week for probably about 15 minutes,
right,
burning natural gas to run an engine. So, you know, I'd imagine there's maybe $10, $20 a month.
Mm-hmm. That's about right. Yeah, so it's going to be cheaper to operate the electrical model.
Sure.
Bill Kelleher, my guest in the studio. His company, Solar Home Improvements. His website, solarhomeimprovements.com. If you'd like to learn about this new indoor rechargeable electric generator to power your major appliances, 803-0930. Bill also has a product that does indoor solar space heating. We'll learn about that, as well as evaporative roof coatings and roof shadings. And we also are going to touch on LED lighting, which is certainly the lighting wave of the future, soon to be replacing, I think, the CFL bulb. 803-0930. Pick up the phone and give us a call. Love to talk to you about anything that Bill is an expert on here. 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, you can call us toll free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls also free, *930. Email me during the week, hammertime@cortese.net. And when you're on our website, take a good look. Everything we do is there. Room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our handyman service, including Handyman for a Day, H4D, Better Living Sunrooms, It's Better Living with Cortese, and Disaster Restoration. Hopefully you'll never need us for a fire or a flood, but if you do, keep us in mind. We'll be there for you. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we need to travel to Kenton. Now, he's housed there, But he's not locked into staying there. Nope, he travels Western New York looking for businesses that want to do their banking with Lakeshore Savings Bank. I'm speaking about George Gardner. Good morning, Mr. Gardner.
Good morning, Dominic. Beautiful morning, isn't it?
It is indeed. And, of course, Lakeshore Savings Bank anxious to help business owners find a new home for their banking needs.
We are absolutely committed, and especially the startup business, Dominic. We find that there are a lot of individuals out there who have an idea, who have a dream, are looking for some financial support, and especially a bank that'll take the time to work for them. That's getting harder and harder to find out there. Lakeshore is a community-based savings bank. We're committed to that type of activity with our customer, and it's something that people just aren't finding out there anymore.
That's right.
One of the examples is we work very closely with the Small Business Development Center over on the State College campus, Elmwood Avenue. We have a personal relationship over there. And if somebody's looking to start their business for the first time, or even if they're in business and they're looking for some additional support, the business plan, projections, what we call pro forma projections as to what they think the business can do, that can all be handled for them over at the Buff State Small Business Development
Center. Fascinating.
There's also one in Niagara County.
How do you tap into that? Right through you, George?
Call George Gardner.
There you
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely. We'll be happy to almost take them by the hand and lead them through the process over there. As I said, we work very closely with them. They are a support arm. It's a federal agency. It's part of, overall, the SBA program. But regardless of whether it's an SBA loan, don't let that scare you off. They are there to help with the business plan or the financials that a bank may be looking for.
Okay. George Gardner, he's housed at the Kenton branch, Teresa Campanella's branch, Delaware and Sheridan. And, of course, Nancy LaTulip, also commercial lending officer. She's housed at Sally Pines branch at Union and Michael Road. George, your phone number?
898-2010, Dom.
Give George Gardner a call. We made Lakeshore Savings Bank our bank. You should make it yours, too.
Emmy Award-winning comedian, actor, and former Saturday Night Live cast member Dana Carvey performs live at Niagara Falls View Casino. On September 16th and 17th, laugh out loud as Dana Carvey takes the stage with his repertoire of impressions at Niagara Falls View Casino. Dana Carvey got his big break when he joined the cast of Saturday Night Live in 1986. He quickly became a household name and brought to life such characters as the Church Lady, Hans of Hans and Franz bodybuilding duo, Garth Algar of the immensely popular sketch Wayne's World, and Weekend Update's Grumpy Old Man. Tickets can be purchased at the Falls View box office or any Ticketmaster location. Join us as legendary comedian Dana Carvey performs live September 16th and 17th at Niagara Falls View Casino.
Fall Value Days are lowest prices of the season. That's right, there is a value in your neighborhood, and they're anxious to help you with your home improvement purchases. As we wind our way into fall and out of summer, it's time to think about those fall chores, and how about doing some sidewalk and roof repair before the winter does not allow us to do so. Sacrete product line goes on sale tomorrow at the hardware store on the corner. That's right, the mortar mix, sand mix or mortar mix, $3.99 for the 60-pound bag. The fast-setting concrete mix, this is an ultra-high strength, no tools. You pour this directly from the bag. This is good for setting posts. $4.99 for the 50-pound bag. Also, the ready-to-use concrete crack filler goes on sale, too. $6.99 a quart. Got some roof repair to do? Got the product for that, too. The liquid roof coating is $29.97 for the 4.7-gallon pail. Also, the mobile home aluminum roof coating, $14.97 for the gallon. And the non-fibrated foundation coating seals, waterproofs, and insulates. Use on exterior masonry, wood, metal, and above or below grade, $29.97. These are all Sacrete products, and they go on sale tomorrow during Fall Value Days. Our lowest prices of the season. Value Home Centers. Shop easy. Shop value.
Hammer time.
It is Hammer Time here on WBEN, where the time is 10:21. Good morning from Dominic Cortese and my guest in studio, Bill Kelleher. And our chat this Saturday morning is about solar and solar energy. Bill is starting a new company called Solar Home Improvements, and his website is solarhomeimprovements.com. We've been talking about an indoor generator that works off a trickle charge, and it can power your major appliances in a power outage. It can also have a solar panel connected to it to help extend its capacity in a power outage. There's also a solar space heating device, which Bill is also touting. And this is a very simple mechanism, it sounds to me, Bill, basically using the benefit of the sun to heat the air and move it indoors.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, people are surprised to find out that solar can work in Buffalo. They're even more surprised to find out that you can actually harness the power of the sun even in the dead of winter. And as you said, it's very simple. We're going low tech with this. It's basically a large box full of metal tubing. We use aluminum downspouts to create a manifold that the air is drawn through. And then you have two PVC pipes that go in and out of your home, much like you might see on a furnace installation. And we have a fan that pulls cool air out of your home, draws it through the box, where it picks up the heat from the metal tubing. The metal tubing is painted black, and there's a polycarbonate glazing over the front of it, basically plexiglass, to keep the heat in. And what we do is pull that air through with a fan to scavenge the heat off of that metal and blow it back into the house.
And when you blow it back into the house, is it in the form of what? Is it just a simple radiator vent that just sits there, or?
Right, we can, depending on the design of the home, we happen to have window boxes where my installation is gonna go. And so we'll just have put a regular heat vent in and have that air blow in through there. So depending on the quality of your southern exposure and how much sun exposure you have during the day, and of course the insulation quality in your home, you can save up to 30% on your heating bill using one of these during the winter.
And it'll work year-round. Well, in the wintertime, you wouldn't use it in the summer, obviously. Right. See, Amherst and Dom, good morning, Dominic. You're on the air. Hello, Dom.
Hello, yes. Good morning, Bill and Dominic.
Good morning.
I had a question for your guest there. I was wondering if he had any other ideas that we could use to get some of the benefits of solar electricity or solar power without putting up the big solar panels.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's touched on one with this heating mechanism, which would be used to heat perhaps just a part of your home.
And the other concept in why I've started Solar Home Improvements was, rather than having to go out and spend all that money and wait for the 10-year payback on your electric savings, we've come up with ways like the solar heater, there's LED lighting, and we have ways of saving anywhere from 30 to 50% on your air conditioning bill. So if you can lower your electrical usage, you get an immediate savings payback without waiting 9 or 10 years to have that investment payback.
Fascinating. And with that, there are other products that maybe fit into the category of where Dominic is going. What other affordable units that you can employ that use solar? For example, I noticed that you mentioned solar attic fans, solar window fans, solar powered water pumps.
Yeah, a solar attic fan is a very good example. For under $500, you can install one of these on your roof, and they're set with a thermostat switch, so the motor's only going to run once your attic is warm, above 80 degrees. And the idea there is the roof takes in a lot of heat, up to 150,000 BTUs a day on the average home. And with a solar fan, you can pull air through your ridge vents and through your soffit vents, cool your attic so that you reduce the solar heat gain that's going into your home.
10:26 is the time. Our next break is right now. Pick up the phone and give us a call and chat with Bill at 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. You're listening to the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN.
Cortese, your man for home improvement.
Painting walls is a smart and affordable way to perk up any room. But who wants a high-maintenance relationship with their home improvement project? That's why it makes sense to invest in a premium paint, like Dutch Boy Dirt Fighter Interior Paint. Sure, you'll find a fabulous selection of colors and finishes, but the real beauty of Dutch Boy Dirt Fighter Interior Paint is that it is as easy to maintain as it is to apply. Expect one coat coverage that's specially formulated to stand up to household dirt and stains. Bottom line, well, rooms look cleaner longer. But don't just take my word for it. Dutch Boy backs its Dirt Fighter interior paints with a 25-year warranty. That makes it a great value with some pretty impressive coverage too. Now here's a tip for you. Measure your walls to figure out how much paint you'll need. 1 gallon, well, it'll cover about 400 square feet. And don't forget the ceiling. See, you learned something today. The place to find quality Dutch Boy paints is at your local Value Home Centers. Your Dutch Boy HQ. Remember, shop easy, shop value.
Hey, Bill, what's with the bathtub and toilet on your front lawn?
I just remodeled my bathroom, and I'm not sure what to do with the debris.
You need Waste Management's new Bagster dumpster in a bag. Buy it from your local home improvement store, fill it with your remodeling debris. Waste Management takes it away. It's the right size for your project, and it's incredibly strong. It'll hold up to 3,300 pounds.
Wow, the Bagster dumpster in a bag sounds like the perfect solution. How do I get more information?
Go to thebagster.com. That's thebagster.com to learn how you can use Waste Management's new Bagster dumpster in a bag.
Hey, Cammie, how come you never park in your garage?
It's full of junk I can't donate or recycle, and I don't know how to get rid of it.
You need Waste Management's new Bagster dumpster in a bag. You buy it from your local home improvement store, fill it with your junk, and Waste Management takes it away. It's the right size for your project and incredibly strong. Holds up to 3,300 pounds.
Cool. What's the 411 on Waste Management's new Bagster dumpster in a bag?
Go to thebagster.com. That's thebagster.com to learn how you can use Waste Management's new Bagster dumpster in a bag.
Hammer time. His name is Bill Kelleher, and his company is Solar Home Improvements, a brand new fledgling company here in Western New York. Bill, new to our industry, but very interested in finding ways to maximize the benefits of the sun in ways that are affordable and practical, and are returnable in short order. And a couple other things that Bill is advocating are evaporative roof cooling and roof shading. Can you explain those?
Yes, those pick up where the solar attic fan sort of leaves off. And the idea there is these all cool the roof and keep you from getting that solar heat gain during the summer. The average home can take on anywhere from 150 to 200,000 BTUs on a usual sunny day, and that's heat that your air conditioner has to deal with. So the evaporative roof cooling involves setting a set of sprinklers around the perimeter of your roof. These are set on a thermostat and timers, and the timing system will kick on when the roof gets to be about 110 degrees.
Hmm.
And then the sprinklers will go off for 2 minutes about every 15 minutes. So what you have there is a constant state of cooling and evaporating, and keeps the roof from taking in that solar heat gain. And also through the evaporation, not only do you eliminate the heat gain, but you also pull another 20,000 BTUs or so out of the attic.
That's fascinating. The bottom of the hour, time for the top of the news. Kevin Kupta is standing by with the latest from the WBEN newsroom. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Dominic. It's 10:30 from the WBEN newsroom. I'm Kevin Kupta. Here's what's happening. A rural Pennsylvania field etched into history forever 10 years ago will bring together hundreds of victims' relatives and dignitaries today. They're going to help dedicate a national memorial for United Flight 93, which crashed as passengers fought the September 11th terrorist aboard. And military officials confirming that an Air Force cargo plane, which collided with a drone plane in Afghanistan over a month ago, was in fact from the Niagara Falls Air Reserve Station. A spokesman for the military in Afghanistan confirmed that a C-130 cargo plane made an emergency landing on August 15th at a base in eastern Afghanistan after colliding with an RQ-7 Shadow. That's an unmanned aerial vehicle. And officials at Fort Bragg are investigating the disappearance of nearly 14,000 rounds of ammunition at that Army base. The Fayetteville Observer reporting that the ammunition is believed to have been taken overnight on Tuesday. The missing ammunition was from the 82nd Airborne Division and can be used in an M4 or M16 assault rifle. Checking the exclusive WBEN AccuWeather forecast. Times of clouds and sun today, an afternoon shower, thunderstorm around at a high of 74. Partly cloudy tonight, a shower in spots, low of 53. And times of clouds and sun tomorrow with an afternoon or evening shower at a high of 75. Currently 68 degrees in Buffalo. Take WBEN with you wherever you go. There's an app for that. Search for WBEN in the iPhone and iPad App Store and in the Android Marketplace, too. Complete details also at WBEN.com. I'm Kevin Kukta, News Radio, 930 AM and now 107.7 FM, WBEN.
Does your shower turn you on when you turn it on? Well, if not, then it's time to bring your bathroom up to date with new shower doors from my friends at Twin City Glass. You'll want your home in tip-top shape for the holidays, and there's still plenty of time to make simple and easy bathroom improvements. Now, at Twin City Glass, you'll find that turning your shower on won't be a turn off. No, upgrading your bathroom is easy and affordable with a shower door to fit your budget. Twin City carries Basco shower doors of elegance, and now proudly introducing the Flairco line. It's a high-end European design not found anywhere else in Western New York. Now, you can trust Twin City Glass to stand behind their work and even help you with custom designs. They've been helping customers for over 40 years, and they're who we go to for all of our installations. Visit their showroom in Willitzer Park to experience the real working models of our area's largest selection. Give them a call. 694-3300, 694-3300. New shower doors will be the best decision you made. Twin City Glass. Oh, and by the way, tell them Dominic sent you.
Radio is where the real news is. By listening to radio, you get information and gain new knowledge about news you never knew existed. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and if you need a new radio receiver that gets excellent reception, then you should try the CC Radio 2, designed for good voice rendition and long-range AM. The premium CC Radio 2 comes with a twin-coil ferrite AM antenna built in. It also has excellent FM. It is perfect for your local emergency radio because it gives you the weather band and an alert. And to top it off, the 2-meter ham band, which keeps you informed during a local disaster by listening to the coordination efforts of ham radio operators. So when it's time, try the premium CC Radio 2 and you'll see what we are talking about.
Order the CC Radio 2 for only $159.95 by calling us at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6852. That's 888-849-6852. Call 888-849-6852.
If you're drowning in credit card debt, the government bailout of banks and credit card companies could mean huge savings for you. Financial Freedom of America and Associates want to give you powerful, free information that reveals how you could benefit from the bailout billions. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you can take advantage of the credit card company's willingness to wipe their books clean of outstanding debt. And Financial Freedom of America and Associates have helped their clients save over $70 million in past due credit card bills. They want to give you a free consultation to show you how you can save too. You don't have to file for bankruptcy. The credit card companies have been given billions, so take advantage of this service to reduce what you owe and save thousands. Call for free information and a no-risk consultation. 800-256-7750. Don't wait. Relief for your family is here. Call 800-256-7715.
800-256-7715.
That's 800-256-7715.
Hammer Time!
Hammer Time continues for this Saturday morning. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. How are you? 803-0930. My guest in studio, Bill Kelleher. Brand new company called Solar Home Improvement, specializing in ways to use the sun to improve your home, starting with a rechargeable indoor generator. We talked about solar space heating. We talked about evaporative roof cooling. Now, the evaporative roof cooling unit, you say, is about a $500 investment?
Yeah, each home's going to be a little different depending on the size of the roof and how many gables and where we have to place the sprinklers. But for somewhere in that neighborhood and similar areas with similar climates where this has been used, it has cut air conditioning use by 50%.
It's amazing. And for that minimal investment, your benefits are going to be felt within the same cooling season.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this would pay off almost within the first season, maybe a little bit into the second season.
Is it a misting or is it an actual flow of water?
An actual sprinkling. And we're also working on another variation of it where we would use a soaker hose along the ridge line of the roof.
Now, in that same vein, there is a roof shading product that would be more commercially oriented.
Yeah, it could be done residentially, but the biggest payback would be a large flat roof where the air conditioners are mounted on top. And the idea here is shading the roof, preventing, number one, the solar heat gain, but number two, UV exposure to the roofing materials. So you no longer have that stress on the roof membrane. This can extend roof life anywhere from 2 to 3 times.
How would that differ from a reflective roof coating?
The reflective roof coating, the paint-on coatings, that is something we've looked into and considering possibly offering that. The only drawback there is these reflective coatings, they get dirty. Mm-hmm. And as they get dirty over time,
they lose their effectiveness.
Yeah. The roof shade, whether it's dirty or not, they've actually tested it. We put up white fabric because that's what customers want. But they've actually tested it, and actually the black fabric works a little bit better.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
To Williamsville and a good friend, Sergio. Good morning, Sergio. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much for taking my call.
No, my pleasure.
I found this program, which I just got to listen to, very interesting. And I was wondering, because I haven't heard about the various products that you did mention earlier, I live in a high-rise condo in Williamsville.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if any of these products would be applicable to the building itself or the unit owners themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. The indoor generator would be ideal in a situation like that. Of course, if you're in a high-rise building residentially, you can't have a portable gas or an installed gas generator. The indoor generator can be right inside your home. You either plug it into your wall or you can connect it to your panel. But for the building itself, we were starting to talk about the roof shading. That's something that the building owner could certainly benefit from, especially if the utilities are included. They could lower the solar heat gain going into the building and maybe cut air conditioning about 50%.
How large are these generators that we're talking about, Bill?
It really depends on the number of batteries. It's a battery-based system. A typical system would be anywhere from 4 to 8 batteries. They can go upwards 12 or more.
And the car battery size? Or?
Yeah, roughly car battery size.
So you'd want to put it in a closet or you'd want to be able to hide it somewhere?
Well, actually, they build them in a nice enclosure. So
they
look attractive.
You
can actually absolutely, you could use it as a piece of furniture, set things on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Could you give me your phone number, please?
Sure. The phone number would be 245-4744.
And 245, that's, I'm sorry, 245 what?
245-4744. Or if you spell it on your phone pad, it would be 245-4SHI. And that's for solar home improvements.
Thank you very much for your information.
Okay, Sergio, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Goodbye now.
Let's jump into something that is a hot button right now in the news, and that is the government's insistence on getting involved with things that we use around our house. They did it with toilets, and now they want to do it with lighting, with light bulbs. The incandescent bulb being phased out by federal mandate on a schedule that starts, I believe, with the 100-watt bulb and then includes all wattages as time goes by. And of course they're shoving CFLs down our throat, and You know, no one has stopped to say, well, are we jumping from the frying pan into the fire when we switch from incandescent to CFL? And of course, there's some benefits in energy conservation by going to the CFL. But the consequence of a CFL is far greater in the environment than what the incandescents consume in energy.
Right. A lot of people don't realize that the CFL bulbs have mercury in them, so they have to be disposed of specially. And the lifespan of these hasn't quite lived up to where they thought it would be. And the bottom line is this is something that the government really shouldn't be involved in. This should be a personal choice.
Right.
I switched over to LED lighting for my home, and I'm going to offer that to our customers as well, because when I looked at the arithmetic of it, it just made sense.
Mm-hmm.
The LED bulbs are more expensive than the CFL bulbs, but in our area, when you look at the electrical rate that we pay, the lifespan of the LED bulbs, which is up to 5 times longer than the CFL bulb, over time, at least in my home with 25 bulbs, over the lifespan of the LED bulbs, I'm going to save over $1,000 versus the CFL bulb.
Not to mention the fact that the LEDs burn cool.
Yes.
And so you're not building any heat in the summer with an LED bulb. The quality of light is far better than anything a CFL could produce. It's closer to a halogen in terms of brightness and whiteness, yet doesn't have the heat that the halogen bulb produces.
Right. These have roughly half the wattage of a CFL bulb for the same lumen capacity or lighting capacity.
And the truth is the price of them will start to drop just like flat screens did when they become more mainstream. And eventually I would think and predict that the LED will be the bulb of choice and the CFL will be like the A-track of yesteryear.
Or the Betamax.
Yeah, there you go. Bill Kelleher, my guest in the studio. Your questions are welcome. I'm sure that a lot of you out there are curious about what we're talking about and perhaps don't have a good question to form. But think about that during our commercial break and give us a call before the hour expires. 803-0930. That's the number for our local audience. And, of course, outside Buffalo, toll-free, 1-800-616-WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Ortiz. You're listening to the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN. Well, the good news is you don't need any solar energy to have your ductwork clean. Nope, all you need to do is know who to call, and that's my friends at Indoor Air Professionals at 683-3000. They will come to your house, folks, thoroughly sanitize and clean all the gunk that has collected in your ductwork, which might include a dead animal or two. Yeah. How about dead skin cells? How about dust mites and dust mite feces? All there lurking deep down where you can't see it. What do you need to do? You need to pick up the phone and call Indoor Air Professionals at 683-3000. Now, he predicted the 27th of September to be the advent of the heating season for 2011. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, it's just a little game we play. It doesn't really matter. I mean, there's never a bad time to clean your ducts. Our crews are out there 6 days a week. They always have off on Sundays unless it's a plant shutdown or a hospital emergency or something. And, but 52 weeks a year. But now there's more people that are coming to the table because they know that soon the heat's going to kick on, in a couple, 3 weeks, whatever it is. And it's the physical nasal indication that you get that smell, but that smell burns off after a couple days, but it doesn't solve the problem of all the accumulation of all the one stuff you mentioned that work. And then if you have air conditioning, it gets coated by moisture over the cooling coils, which makes the biofilm, which is not a healthy thing.
All right, Peter, we've got a little bit of a problem with your phone, but let's jump right into what our offer is for this Saturday, the 10th of September, 2011, and it's got to be a good one because that heating season's coming.
Okay. Well, first of all, we have Patty there with she is a veteran at our organization, so she is an indoor air quality specialist and expert. Am I coming through okay?
Yeah, I'm getting every other word though, Peter. So I don't know what's wrong with your phone there. But Patty is in the office, ready to take the call. It's 683-3000. And what's the offer going to be?
For any firemen, police, term like that in memory of, they're going to get extra special.
Okay, Peter, we're going to have to terminate your call because the problem with the phone, I don't know what it is, but he did say that any first responder, policeman, fireman, in commemoration of tomorrow's anniversary of 9/11, special discount for them. 683-3000, Patty is standing by. Of course, Canberra Gel also available, and of course, the Healthway Air Purifier. 683-3000, call Patty now for special discounts from indoor air professionals.
If you like the music of Jerry Underwood, Faith Hill, Martina McBride, Keith Urban, Rascal Flatts, and more, you'll love Six Chicks. From October 7th to 16th, experience six of country music's newest and hottest individual female performers in one concert, live at Niagara Falls View Casino. Six Chicks is not a girl group. It features a cast of six exciting female singer-songwriters from across North America, ready to take the world of country music by storm. Where can you see six individual performers live in one concert? Only at Niagara Falls View Casino. Tickets are available at the Falls View box office or any Ticketmaster location. Six Chicks live October 7th to 16th at Niagara Falls View Casino. Giving myself to that man.
Lord knows when he calls, I go. That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know because, well, I'm inside your head and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side. Even special offers. That way, your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbors drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Whoa! Just tell me when you're gonna do it first. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hammer time!
Hammer time goes solar this Saturday morning. Good morning from Dominic Ortiz. Bill Kelleher is my guest. His company is SolarHomeImprovements.com, and we're learning about ways that you can easily adapt the use of the sun in your home, where it would include perhaps a rechargeable indoor generator. Can you believe that? Yeah, a solar rechargeable indoor generator. Also, solar space heating, evaporative roof cooling, which reduces your AC by as much as 50%, roof shading, which is more of a commercially oriented product, which will reduce the UV buildup on a flat roof. And, of course, we just talked about LED light bulbs and how important they will be to our future, and hopefully will overcome and take the place of CFL bulbs. So we talked about, Bill, how CFLs really have been a big disappointment, the quality of light, the time it takes for them to turn on, as you mentioned, how long they last, all disappointments.
Yes. The LED bulbs turn on instantly, mm-hmm. and the lifespan is about five times longer than a CFL bulb. So even though the bulbs are more expensive, over time, like I said, for example, in my home, I'm going to save over $1,000 mm-hmm. over the life of the LED bulb.
To NT, let's go. And Paul, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Well, good morning. How are you today?
Good, Paul.
My question has to do with solar panels. And when you turn your meter backwards, is there a set fee or a set rate that the utility has to pay you for the kilowatt hours that you put back onto the grid?
Yes, that's called net metering, and all states have some type of arrangement. A good place to go to learn about net metering and some of the incentives available for solar would be the Desire website. It's DSIRE.org, and then look up New York State, and they have a lot of good references and resources there to let you know how the incentives work.
Say that again, Bill.
Sure, it's DSIRE.org.
What does that stand for?
I'm not really sure. It's probably an alphabet soup.
Yeah, Department of something, right? Another federal
solar
department.
Resources, energy, and something else, I believe, is what it stands for.
Right. So DSIRE.org, and then you say
and then
go
you can
to
look
New
it
York.
Up by state.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell you about the tax credits. They also have links on there that describe what you're asking about, the net metering. We could go through that, but it would probably be a half-hour show.
The whole idea here of net metering would be that you would have panels on your roof that would actually generate, you know, whole house generation, and that would be then where you would actually spin your wheel backwards.
Right, and that concept, the solar electric on your roof, obviously has a longer payback, but what a lot of people don't realize is if the utility power goes down, you can have a $40,000 solar electric system on your roof, but if the utility power goes out, you have no power.
Mm-hmm. Because it's going through your system.
Right. That's where that indoor generator comes in. It's the power's tied to the batteries, and you can continue having power during an outage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you actually do continue having power during the outage because when you connect it up to your junction box in the basement or wherever it is in your home, it flips the switch
You'd have to have that set up to...
Yeah, you'd have to have that set up. The only way to do that is with a dedicated battery bank. You can't just have the solar system grid-tied to your box. When the power goes out, there's a safety switch that stops the backflow of power from your home, and that's so when the utility technicians are working on the lines, they don't get any back-fed power that could endanger them.
And still, the solar has to be turned into a different current in order to be able to be adaptable to a plug.
Right, it has to be converted from DC over to AC.
There you go. All right, Paul.
You use an inverter to do that.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your call, Paul.
And Bill?
Yes.
Can you also give us your phone number because I would like to give you a call later on and discuss a few things in more detail?
Sure. It's 245-4744, and that spells out 2454-SHI.
Okay, thanks, Paul. We'll give his number out again before the show ends. Let's move to Clarence. That's my hometown. And say hello to Doug. Good morning, Doug. You're on WBEN.
Hi, good morning, Bill. Good morning, Dominic. I just find this whole solar thing so interesting. My question is about the solar indoor generating, and it's used with maybe some of the older folks. I have an older mother, and you know she has one of those big cumbersome gas generators, but anytime the power does go out, someone's got to run over and get her up and running. So I was wondering about the ease of use this system.
Okay.
Yeah, compared to a portable gas generator, which, as you said, you have to start up when you need it, this can be plugged into your wall socket. It trickle charges, so the batteries are always ready to go. As soon as the power goes out, the power transfers instantly to whatever you have plugged into it, or you can tie it right into your electrical panel. And the same thing will happen. Once the utility power goes out, the unit senses that and immediately begins supplying power to your home through the batteries.
So it works just like a permanent standby generator if it's wired into the electrical system of the house, or it can work like a portable generator where you would start it up and plug right into it if you wanted to have that ease of operation.
Right. You can have it placed in your home in a convenient area where the lines you need backed up are plugged into it, and have it plugged into the wall, and then if the power does go out, those units that are plugged into it will continue to have power. You won't have to switch it on or do anything special with it.
Yeah, I was definitely very surprised when you said how quickly it would do it, so I guess that's what sparked this interest.
Yep. Thanks for your call, Doug. 10:55 is the time. Our next and last break is right now, but don't go away. We'll be back to wrap things up with Bill and you right after this. Well, as we head through summer and into fall, you never know when we might get a heavy rainfall. And that's where the superior pumping performance of a Flotek sump pump can come to your rescue. That's right. Sometimes water will find its way into our basement. And for over 40 years now, Flotek has manufactured a dependable, easy-to-install sump pump with industry-leading warranties. If your sump pump needs to be replaced, or if you want the security of a battery backup, we're talking about battery backup generators today, I recommend the Flotec sump pump. Flotec makes a wide variety of pumps to fit our needs here in Western New York. They are heavy duty, they're built to last. Flotec sump pumps available at all your local Value Home Centers. Stop in today. Their knowledgeable staff will take you down the Flotec aisle and help you choose the right pump for you, whether it's an upright or a submersible. Hey, let's face it, we could all use one less thing to worry about, right? So be prepared for the next big rainstorm with a quality Flotec sump pump and keep your basement dry. Flotec is at Value Home Centers, where you can shop easy, shop value.
Coin experts everywhere are hailing it as the biggest discovery in the past 20 years. A gleaming cache of classic U.S. gold coins, recently found hidden deep in the vaults of a bank in Paris, France. And now, the New York Mint is releasing a very limited number of these amazing U.S. gold coins to the public. For free historical information and a free DVD, call now 1-800-603-5823. Known as the Rive d'Or Collection, which literally means River of Gold, these brilliant, uncirculated U.S. gold coins have been hidden away, untouched and unseen for nearly 100 years. Each is as gleaming and fresh as the day it left the mint. The New York Mint is now releasing these classic U.S. gold coins to the public on a strict first-come, first-served basis, only for as long as supplies last. Don't miss this rare opportunity to own a valuable piece of American history. For your free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now 1-800-603-5823. 1-800-603-5823.
Am I ready for some football? You know it. That's right. I'm heading to the football game. I'm bringing my homemade sign, my foam finger, and my binoculars. But I had to ask myself, was I also bringing a respectful attitude? How will I be conducting myself at the game? If I hear inappropriate language in my section, will I notify an usher immediately? Would my game behavior make Mom proud? It probably would, because Mom likes crowds. Rough, sweaty crowds. She was at Altamont in the 60s. She still follows the Grateful Dead tours. And she can handle herself in a crowd. Believe me, she can kick like an army mule and has language so colorful it could make a Marine blush. But on game day, Mom is all about tradition. So this game day, make your mom proud before and after the game. Take her to your nearest
Mighty Taco, Mighty Taco.
This was not even close to being a public service announcement.
Hammer time!
Learning about easy ways to adapt solar to your home, it's our topic for today. Bill Kelleher has been my guest in studio. His website is solarhomeimprovements.com. solarhomeimprovements.com. Learn more there. And as Bill gets established with his new business, we'll have him back certainly to learn more about the ever-evolving technology in solar. And today we've touched on solar rechargeable indoor generators, solar space heating, evaporative roof cooling, roof shading, and LED lighting. And LED lighting is something you can head to Value today and pick up a bulb and take care of saving some money on your own yourself. There's a great variety of still available right now in LED lighting.
Yeah, absolutely. Both on a consumer basis and on a commercial basis. If you look at some of the security lighting on some of the large business buildings, some of those can be up to 400 watts. There's a 50-watt LED module that actually is brighter than that 400-watt. And, you know, that's reducing their electrical usage by, down to an eighth.
Well, Bill, I want to wish you luck with your new business. And
yeah,
as I say, keep
it
in touch, and we'll update our audience on the new technologies that are available.
Thank you for having me, Dominic.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Have a great week, everybody. And remember tomorrow to pause and think about 10 years ago on 9/11. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WLKK.